Hello and welcome to another episode of Nessie in the Corner. Sorry I haven't posted in a while. We went on a vacation for 2 weeks for a little bit, at the end of summer break. I was gonna make it short telling you guys, but that I never got around to that. So, I will be posting again consistently. And next time if I'm gonna go on a little break, I'll tell you. So, I think I'm going to be doing a little bit of, like, the ranking, the new guns this season, and, like, the metas and stuff. And, a little news. Seer got his nerf, finally. They made it so that his tactical does no damage. You can't, like, when you get scanned by the micro drones, Seer can't see you beyond 200 meters away. Of course, Caustic got his buff where it increases every other second with absolutely no limit, which I think is crazy. Let me think. Right now, honestly, the Mozambique is making a bit of a name for itself, surprisingly. It's always been known as, like, the bad gun and the gun that does nothing and not even a real gun. But yeah, it's right now in arenas, I will run like a level 2 or level 3 Mozambique for round one, and then I'll go to, like, a Volt or a L-Star or something like that. Speaking of guns, I'm just gonna hop right into the gun ranking. So let's start with shotguns. The Mozambique. By the way, we're doing S, A, B, C, D, and F. So the Mozambique, I'm gonna put it in B, because I'm definitely not picking it up and holding onto it. Definitely not doing that. Like, it's pretty much just gonna hold the attachments for my Eva or my PK or my Mastiff, like any other shotgun. It is good though, because of its rate of fire, and it doesn't, but the reload speed isn't too good. The Eva, I'm gonna put an A tier, high damage. I'm gonna put the Eva in S tier. High damage, it's consistent, it has a good fire rate. The reload is a bit slow, but if you're hitting 63 for a body shot, sometimes 80, you won't need all 8 rounds. The Mastiff, I'm gonna put in C, because I don't like it, honestly. It's too slow. It's not consistent enough. You're either hitting 88 or you're hitting 11. There's, like, really no in between for that, which is kind of disappointing. It used to be, like, the meta gun along with the Hemlock. It used to be meta, but not anymore. The PK. Now, by the way, these are just my personal ratings, not their actual stats. These are how I play with them. The PK is going B tier. I don't like it very much. I don't like a gun that you have to, like, choke. Like, you have to aim in to use. Like, close range. That's meant for close range. I don't like it. So that's going B tier. Let's move on to the care package weapons. We're triple take. S tier, easily. 63 damage for body shots. I'm not sure how much for headshots. Well, that's with, I don't know if that's with choke or no choke. But, yeah. So it's pretty good. Kraber, C tier, honestly. It's amazing damage, but it's only 145 for a body shot. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like that's low damage for it's a caliber. It's like, it's a 50 cal. That's a huge bullet, and it's only doing 145 damage. Now, if this gun had, like, less of a bullet drop, less of a reload speed, it would maybe make A tier, but because of its bullet drop and its low bullet velocity and its low reload, I do not pick up this weapon. I don't, honestly. Plus, it doesn't really have that much ammo in it, so it's not my gun. The Spitfire, A tier, honestly. I feel like I'd pick the Rampage over it. High damage, high mag size, consistent damage. It's pretty much the perfect all-around gun, but I'm putting it in A tier because I don't use it too often. Let's do energy guns now. Wait, I'm making sure I didn't skip a care pack. I feel like I did. Oh, the alternator, S tier all the way. Consistent damage. You got disruptor rounds on it, which already makes it a god weapon. It has a decent range for being an SMG. Good close range. It's good, like, kind of mid and close range, definitely. The hipfire, amazing. Aiming down sights, amazing. There's just almost nothing wrong with this gun. The reload speed is good. Yeah, it's actually a really good gun. Okay, now on to energy weapons. The L-Star, S tier, easily. High damage, very controllable. The one thing is, you either have to hipfire or not have iron sights. Because if you have iron sights, personally, in my experience, you're just blinding yourself. But as long as you have like a 1x, I prefer a 2x to get some range on it. It's a good gun, definitely. Let me think. So yeah, S tier for that one. Havoc is going D tier. And that's just because any gun that I want to have to charge up to use, I don't like. It takes too long. And any gun that needs a hop up to be good, it's not a good gun, honestly. If you need a hop up to be good, then just no. So that's going D tier. Devotion, I'm putting it in F tier because it eats up so much ammo. The recoil is insane. It's like the Devotion took all the Spitfire's recoil, and it's just ridiculously so much recoil. As we're in F tier, again, it has to charge up, and it needs a hop up to be good. The turbocharger, just no. I never use this gun at all. The Volt is going A tier. No, S tier. The Volt's going S tier. Great damage, not too bad of a recoil, good mag size, pretty good reload speed. The ammo type is very common, and it's pretty much just like the better version of an R99. Okay, now we're gonna go into heavy ammo. Flatline is A tier, high damage, high mag size, good reload. Ammo type is very common. Again, you slap like a 3x or 2x on this thing, it's a beast, but it has a very strange recoil, and you have to know how to control that recoil to be able to use it to its full potential. So yeah, I'm putting this in A tier just because I don't use it that much because of its recoil, and that's maybe why I don't use it because of its recoil, and I've never really trained with its recoil. Like, I don't use it because I don't know its recoil, and I don't know its recoil because I don't use it. So yeah, let's go with the Hemlock. The Hemlock is going B tier. It's not that good of a gun anymore, honestly. It's like good long range kind of, but other than that, like, the hip fire is okay, but you'd rather have like something like an L-Star or a Volt or like an alternator or something, I don't know. But yeah, that's that. The Wingman's going A tier for me. Great damage, great mag size, the reload's incredible. It's a very common gun, but a very good gun at the same time. But the one thing is, this is probably just me, but it's probably one of a me problem, is that I find it harder to hit shots. Like, the bullet velocity is kind of slow, which is why this isn't an S tier, and the drop is pretty bad. So, and you definitely need like a 1x, maybe a 2x for this. And obviously, like, you could put a digi-slit on it, you're good. And the boosted loader thing is cool. I really like that. So, yeah, that's that. I know I'm forgetting something. Wingman, Hemlock, Flatline, Prowler, 30-30 repeater. Now I know why I forgot it. This gun's going F tier, honestly. It's not good at all. Again, you have to charge it for it to be good. It's like, I don't even want to talk about this gun. Like, the bullet blast is terrible, the drop is terrible, it doesn't have good damage at all, the shatter caps are just not good at all, marksman tempo does absolutely nothing. Wait, is that the marksman? Yeah, I think it has a marksman tempo on it. I'm not sure. Yeah, it has a marksman tempo on it. But yeah, nope, not, no, no, just no. No. Let me think. Let's do, we have sniper and light rounds next, so we'll just go with sniper. We'll leave the big class for last. Sniper, Sentinel, D tier, just not a good gun, even with the marksman tempo, super slow bullet velocity, super slow reload. The damage is good, but it's so loud. The bullet is like so visible and traceable. Yeah, it's not good. Plus, you need to charge it. It's pretty good, but I'm not wasting two shield cells to charge it for like 30 seconds. Plus, it takes a long time to charge. The longbow, I'm gonna put that one at a B. Now, all of these snipers are probably gonna get pretty low ranks because I never really use snipers, but the longbow has great rate of fire. It has a good mag size. I wish they would bring Skull Piercer back, but not for the wingman. Not for the wingman, just for the longbow and maybe something else, I don't know. But yeah, so good mag size. It takes a lot of attachments, which kind of puts it down. But yeah, so yeah, good mag size, good rate of fire. The bullet velocity is not the bullet velocity is pretty good. The drop is the bullet drop is kind of it's okay, I guess. Yeah, just a decent sniper. The charge rifle, I'm putting it A tier. B tier, B. I'm putting it B tier, honestly. It's again, it's so loud. The bullet, well, I'm sorry. The bullet velocity is incredibly high because it's a laser. There's obviously no drop on it, which makes it very good to use. It's super accurate, and like the reload isn't that bad. It's pretty good, honestly. You slap like a 4 to 8, even like a 6 to 10 on that thing, it's pretty good. So I'm putting that along with B, my personal favorite sniper. Plus, it's good to like just kind of tag someone, kind of know what kind of body shield they have. Like, oh, I tagged him for 3, but you know he's a purple. Or you only tagged him for 3, but now you know they have gray body shields. Boom, now you know you can rush. So yeah, that's the sniper category. Why do I feel like I'm forgetting a sniper now? That's weird. There's no more snipers than that, though. So. P20. Oh, we're moving into the light category, light ammo category. P2020 is going D tier. Without hammer point, this gun is horrible. The mag size is high, the rate of fire is high, the damage is not there. It's honestly just gonna hold my attachments for like my RE, honestly. And moving on to the RE, that's going A tier, solid A tier. This is honestly one of my favorite guns to find off drop. Like, it has obviously great rate of fire. The damage is like decent. I think you can do like 50 damage with a default mag. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that one completely. So you have to fact check me on that. But yeah, great. Honestly, one of my favorite guns. It's like one of my arena starting guns. I will either take a Mozambique or an RE, or I'll take like a level 2 RE and just a free Mozambique. But yeah, that's honestly a good gun. R99. This is going A tier. Great gun. High damage. Like, it's great close range. The rate of fire is insane. You can unload a clip into someone in like 2.5 seconds. So yeah, good gun. The only reason it's an A tier is because it cannot compete with a Volt, in my opinion. Like, the Volt, you can miss like 3 or 4 shots in the Volt's mag and still do pretty good damage, even down someone if you have like a purple mag. But the R99, if you miss for like 0.2 seconds, you're missing half the mag. And you're not getting. So, like, you have to like one clip someone, or maybe even two clip someone to get them dead. But it has a good reload speed. That's the only reason why it's going A tier. It would go S tier, but the Volt's in S tier, and the R9 isn't as good as the Volt. Plus, like, it's lower damage to the Volt. R31's S tier. It's all around a great gun. High damage, good fire rate. It's good from short to long. Just the perfect gun. It might always be in my personal meta. It's always a great gun. Like, the ammo is so common. There's a single fire option on it. It has great velocity. The bullet drop is pretty good. It's pretty good. There's a bit of bullet drop, but it's really good. The accuracy is amazing. The recoil is just straight up, which means it's so easy to control. There's no like weird like side to side with the flat line. It's just one probably my favorite all-time gun. Yeah, I know the heavy gun. I forgot the rampage. We're gonna move to that really quick. And actually, no. Yeah, the rampage. The rampage, S tier, high damage. The rate of fire isn't there, but come on, 28 damage for a body shot. That's insane. So, you, I mean, you just slap a thermite on that thing. If someone gets caught in the open for like 5 seconds, boom, they're instantly dead. Good mag size. The reload is okay, I guess. The bullet velocity is there. There's not too much bullet drop on it. So yeah, definitely S tier. Now moving back to the light ammo and the last gun, the G7 Scout. This gun's going B tier. This would have gone S tier a few seasons ago with double tap, but honestly, it has high damage. The mag size isn't there. The reload is pretty good. The bullet velocity is okay. The bullet velocity is very good. The bullet drop is okay. It's like decent. And yeah, it's just they should increase the default mag size and the extended mag sizes, obviously. But yeah, so I believe that concludes our weapon rating thing. And I think next week I'm gonna do a legend rating thing, like I'll rate the legends and put them in tiers or whatever. So yeah, I guess that's all for today, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.